delicious. Mm-hmm.
I love it when you call me Big Pop, but throw your hands in the air if he's a true player.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the Top Sports Podcast. Feature Lenny. Also feature Emily. And without further ado, the man, the myth, the legend is in the building.
What it be?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and that's the end of the regular season. Going around the room today, on one side, we got Joe K.
That's me.
With all the commentary. Emily's in the house. Sherry is right next to her. The battle is about to happen. And Tommy Hughes.
Oh, hi.
The award-winning man is in the corner.
Hi.
Mr. Lenny, take us away.
Emily.
For the record, that man has said your name a trillion times. That's the only time it sounded like your actual name.
Emily.
I got nothing.
There's nothing to get.
I'm like in the beginning. I'm like, okay, I should have started with a story, but I didn't because they're usually pretty entertaining.
Well, we should have had an itinerary.
Can you turn my headphones up? I think I'm deaf.
You're definitely deaf.
Good evening. Welcome, TSL Universe. Welcome to the, what is it going to be, the week 11 installment of the Topper Sports League podcast.
It's championship week, man.
It is championship week. If you are still playing, congratulations to you. If you're not, well, too bad. You should have done better. You have all summer to think about
you,
that.
Joe.
Joined alongside, as always, DJ Jimmy. How are you this evening?
And I'm doing real good, man.
My man.
No, let me tell you, really, my sister told me about a touchless car wash in the area. So I stayed up late last night. I know it doesn't sound too exciting. And I went there, put a couple dollars in. I'm happy. The car's clean. The bird poop's gone. I'm here. Thank you.
One time I went to Delta Sonic and I pulled out of the parking lot. And as my two front tires hit the street, a bird had like massive diarrhea all over my windshield.
Okay. The most shocking part of that story is Sherry did something where it pulled out. Go on.
Wow.
It's
no,
awesome.
But seriously, instead of me not being lazy, actually, I was lazy. I didn't turn around and go back through the car wash, so I just turned on my wipers, and it smeared everywhere.
Oh, the worst.
It's amazing. The 30 terrible people that listen to the podcast already stopped.
This is the grossest thing ever.
Good evening, Joe K. How are you?
I mean, it is evening. I'm doing pretty good, Len. We had a lovely meal at Outback, and now we're here to do kind of a late in the week podcast for us.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to apologize for that.
People are asking about it.
Some cocktails were had. We decided to break some bread. That's kind of becoming our new tradition. We did it last week at El Canelo. We had five.
The unofficial sponsor of the TSL podcast.
Yep. And we were going to have six, but somebody had a little snafu in her schedule. But she's
Sherry bailed on a thing. Surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
But we're here. We're going to do our best. As I look due north, there she is, Emily.
Hey.
Excited. Emily, you have a very big weekend coming up. How excited are you?
Good. I've been talking a lot of smack.
And to her right, her BFF, she is back.
And we're even sitting next to each other.
Yeah,
just wanted
people
to throw that out there. Have you been talking a lot of smack to Ramir by any chance?
No.
Why not?
I have not.
Why?
Because they feel bad for you guys.
Oh, welcome back, Sherry.
I did enjoy that email.
And he is back. He is a legend. He has won the back-to-back minus one season. Best Tommy Hughes.
He was to an Asian.
He was better than you.
His name is Tommy fucking Hughes.
Neither is yours.
He is here. He is a man who needs no introduction. He is an umpteen time D1 champion. He is a best Tommy Hughes champion. He's won so many awards we can't even count them all. Tommy Hughes, how are you this evening?
I'm lovely.
He did not lose the Bachelorette. He ran out of time to win the Bachelorette.
I mean,
he's still in the contest.
Let's not get into this.
He did
right
make
now
the best macaroni art potentially of all time.
It's in my car.
He
it's
is
my
the
car
best second string quarterback that there
it's
is.
It's funny you that up. Yeah, we're still the Bachelorette is not done yet. We had a little snafu. We had some creative differences with some of the contestants.
My heart was broken twice.
We're going to try to figure this out. We don't know where we're going with it yet, but it's going to end. There's going to be love. There's going to be a limo ride. There's going to be a lot of food at Tempo. This is all going down.
You mean we're all going to the limo to Tempo?
We haven't decided yet. We'll figure it out. We're going to have this happen.
Yeah, what was the ending to that?
There is no ending yet.
It's still going on.
Right now it's a cliffhanger.
Lenny's still writing the ending.
We're in like week 49.
You act like that's an easy job. It's not.
We're slow playing the audience on their toes.
We only do the Bachelorette episodes during the off season, so we didn't have to do anything.
Tommy, you had the best egg coloring.
Egg? Macaroni art?
Everything was so good. The macaroni art is still in the trunk of my mind.
Did you see the ice cream cone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably should have.
It was so cute.
It was like the best thing. I almost ate it.
Too bad she's not into octogenarians.
Tommy Hughes, how are you feeling about that? I mean, I know we're going to talk some football today, but like, you know, deep inside, you've seen the train wreck that the Bachelor. It's not Sarah's fault at all, but like, how are you feeling? Like,
it sort of is Sarah's fault because she ditched me twice.
She really did.
She was Sarah.
Maybe if you're a little more charming,
a little more,
Sarah.
A little less inebriated. Yes.
No, it was all in
someone gave her shady juice, and she just wasn't making good decisions.
Yeah, Emily gave her great advice, and she just didn't follow
her voice of reason. I didn't. And you reasoned her away.
Tommy,
from
I think
this
you're
gem?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, I would have picked
right
Tommy.
Right back at you, babe.
Thanks, babe.
Oh, snap. Emily, can we get back to that? I don't think we heard it.
I said I would have picked Tommy. He made me laugh.
Nice. All of them?
Pure entertainment in that round.
Been your winner? Oh, that round, maybe.
He was so angry.
I had tears coming down my face. I was laughing so
but
hard.
But he was really drunk.
Yeah.
Like maybe so was everybody in this
maybe
building.
Maybe that's not who he really is.
That's bullshit. Because I was pouring his drink.
I was told to be drunk and be who you are, oh, yeah. The real you.
Like you need to be told to be drunk.
Right. But
be the real you.
Yeah, I was.
He always was.
No, that's why you're here for like a fifth time on this season's podcast.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Joe.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been living under a rock for the last few weeks, we got this thing called the championship. 24 teams, actually it's going to be 26 if you count the two Breakfast Club teams, are going to begin the battle for social collided mortality. D1 through D6. We had a lot of shockers on Saturday. There was I think it was a number one seed lost, and there was a couple higher seeds that lost. We had a forfeit, and we're heading into championship weekend. You know what? I think 1 and 2 are going to be absolute freak shows. Nobody knows who can win those, but 3 seems pretty easy to me, 4 seems pretty easy to me, and 5 seems pretty easy to me. 6, I kind of think I know where it's going because we've been hearing some things, and we're going to get to those. But without further ado, let's start with, we might as well go to the two Breakfast Club games. We'll talk about that real quick. You and I didn't put them on the list.
We have to.
Oh, yeah.
What sounded like Macho's car.
That's right. Going off with our 9 o'clock games. We've got Home Buffalo with 22 points, AARP, 36 on the board, taking that game right there. Peanut Butter Kelly Time with the win, 53. Angry Taylors with 45. And Val's Pals put up 34, while the Share Bears scrambled to put up 28. Those are your 9 o'clock games.
Sherry, you had this team that not only looked fantastic in royal blue.
This is the wrong blue.
You were basically supposed to be in the championship against Peanut Butter Kelly Time, and you lost to a team with Topper on it. Like, what is
I
your reaction?
I have no clue.
That doesn't count.
Oh, my God.
Happened for what? Breakfast Club. Honestly, I have no
Tommy
idea.
Tommy had a realization.
I just realized that you lost. The only team we beat all year in Breakfast Club was Vail's Pals twice. We crushed them 60-10, and you lost?
I have no idea.
What the fuck?
I have no idea.
You were there.
But honestly,
tell me what happened.
It's an odd year, so it's Topper wins the Breakfast Club every other year.
Is the fucking Giants here?
No, it's Eric Molds. So like one year
Eric
he's fantastic.
Eric Molds never won anything. Neither did the Bills.
Did Topper ever officially win
it always
anything?
Came down to like one or two plays that costed us the game. I don't know why, but we were never like killing any Breakfast Club team, which is weird because I thought with the team that I drafted that we would be awesome. And we didn't kill anybody. Honestly, it was always like a close game. And this last game, it was one or two plays that got away from us, and then at the end, I don't know if it was a pick, I can't remember. I played 3 games on Saturday, but I can't remember. But anyways, I think they ran it down for another touchdown, and like that was it. So
I'm going to ask you a very important question, and let's see if you can be serious for a minute.
Sure.
So you were hell-bent at the draft. I'm going to bring you back there. As you know, the most serious time of the draft, we were fighting about colors, and you were adamant about getting your sky blue.
I already know where this is going.
And I took a look to my right during the Tommy Hughes Peanut Butter Kelly Time debacle, and we'll get into that in a minute.
Uh-huh.
And I see all my friends over there. Well, a couple of them aren't my friends, but they were all wearing their nice royal blue jerseys, and then I looked
I
and saw my friend Sherry.
That
black.
Was bullshit.
Who was wearing black?
It was me and you who saw that.
Wearing black.
So I had this like huge move, honestly, and it was like everything was like super disorganized.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find that blue shirt to save my life.
You
want to
laugh? When we were playing our games, I looked at Brittany, and the first thing I said is, do you have Sherry's blue shirt?
That's what I said. I yelled over.
Brandy,
like,
wrong Clark.
Brandy.
I mixed them all up.
Get it right.
They're twins.
Did he say Brittany?
He said Brittany.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I yelled over, and I was like, Brandy, did I leave your shirt or my shirt at your house last night? And she just looked at me and couldn't, like, it wasn't registering.
You
and then she just
her,
started
like,
laughing.
Like, her world. Like, was she there and I forgot?
It was so funny. But yeah, I honestly, I have no idea what happened to that shirt. I'm kind of like upset about it because I really liked it. But honestly, the blue was a little off. I was a little disappointed in the blue color, but that's on topper.
Thanks,
that's not you, Lenny.
Joe
that's K, not on topper either, though.
Peanut Butter Kelly Time 53, Tommy Hughes, a.k.a. Angry Taylor's 45. From your vantage point, how did it go?
I think it wasn't like a terrible game. Obviously, we only lost by a touchdown, and it came down to the last play where we threw a pick.
What happened on the last play?
Tommy threw a pick when he tried to throw it half field. I don't remember. I just called the game. But, yeah, it was back and forth. And if you would have told me going into this game, because every time we played Peanut Butter Kelly Time, they kind of beat the shit out of us. But this time, if you would have told me at halftime, Tommy would have thrown three pretty terrible interceptions and we'd still be tied going into halftime and, like, challenging for the win the whole time. It was kind of back and forth. Like, we had a shot. We just didn't finish. Like, I would have taken that. I mean, he played not the best.
And, oh, he was terrible.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
But then Travis came out and gave us the ball back a few times.
He was just as terrible.
So how did that game end?
Yeah, it just ended on an interception at the end of the game.
Oh, then, let's just talk about it. So
I don't care enough to talk
about it. Let's just do it for
no,
5 seconds.
Everybody's talked about
so,
it.
So, yeah. So they're driving, and it's 6 down, and they're down by 8, and they're on the 20. And they're like, okay, throw a bomb to Neiman.
No,
that's
we
the
were
only
at,
shot
like
you
the
got.
We were at, like, the halfway spot.
Well, I'm trying to build Hughes up because what he did was terrible. So Neiman, you go run the end zone. You're the only shot we got. So Hughes doesn't even make it to the 8. So he throws it, and it hits the 8, and then Brandy intercepts it and starts running. And then all of a sudden, Travis kind of trails behind her, and the game was over. But for whatever reason, Travis decided he was going to try to score a touchdown, and he got a pitch. And then he pitched it to Brandy, who then pitched it back to him. And then Travis tried to go in for a touchdown, and Tommy Hughes ear-holed him into the grass.
I mean,
the end.
Like, the game was over.
Yeah, time and a place.
Everybody, both teams were in the end zone yelling to bring.
Yeah, but here's
take
the thing.
Like, no, you weren't there. People were in both end zones.
Wow.
This pisses me off. Because, like, Brandon got the pick, and, like, she's going down for the knee. People are yelling, take a knee from both sides, not just our side. Like, it's over, take a knee. And she starts going, take a knee, and then Travis is just behind, like, yelling for the ball, like, I really want to score. Like, it's not that serious. You don't need to give the fuck you touchdown to, like,
yeah,
to a bunch
it's
of friends.
Club
whoa,
now.
Whoa.
It's
then he's running,
it's Breakfast Club.
Then he's running at Tommy because they have their little issue, and he, like, whoops and goes by.
Listen,
little,
Travis probably doesn't get to score in D2 very much, so.
Or with Val.
He didn't later that day.
Let him score in Breakfast Club, okay?
So, I mean, yeah, but I mean, like, I know that him and Tommy have their issues, but, like, to people like me and Paul and Taylor or his friends, it felt like a fuck you, so I wasn't happy at the time. Oh. Here's the barometer of if it was douchey or not.
Way.
Paul Shinta, who is a perennial nicest person in the league, walked up to Travis and was like, good game, because Paul will shake your hands, but he goes, you're lucky it wasn't me. Like, if Paul Shinta says that, maybe you made a mistake there. Like, I get that Breakfast Club's
and he's
to be
a better
fun
tackler than Tommy.
Well, god damn, yeah, it's Paul Shinta. He's
can't
probably
lift
great
and
at
carry.
Everything. And he's excellent with cheese and wine. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, it was shitty at the time on both sides. Like, Tommy, like, just even if Travis was doing a shitty move, that doesn't give Tommy the excuse to, like, spear him like he's fucking Goldberg. So that was pretty fucked up. And
you just,
it was a mistake, but.
Yeah, my opinion was it was a play. I think they were both dead wrong. I think they
were
both douchey.
Yeah, that's how I felt, too.
And I don't think one was more douchey than the other. I think they were both wrong and both douchey.
Double douche. Double douche.
If you just run out of bounds or take the knee,
exactly.
Nothing
happens.
Let's
go to D1.
Okay, bye.
It's a hairbrush.
What kind of phallic hairbrush do you have?
Beep, beep, beep.
With your D1 games.
Hey, we did it.
Public Enemy, 28 points. Hostile Takeover with 14. 33 Speakeasy with 33. The Bombers with 16 on the board. Eyes Downtown put up 26, while Varsity Blues tacked on 20. And XTC with 33 points, while Thread chimed in 1 point behind at 32.
Tommy freaking Hughes, tell us about one of the better games of the day.
It was a pretty good game.
Tell us about it.
Well, you were there.
A pretty good game.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Go on.
We got down early. I was terrible, like usual. But then some good stuff started to happen.
Like
did
what?
Did you play quarterback?
I did play quarterback.
So let's bring you back to the beginning of the game. Like, mm-hmm. How did your team react when they heard that you were playing quarterback?
We had some good, some people were happy about it. Some people were not so happy about it.
How'd that make you feel inside, the people that were not happy about it?
I don't give a fuck about those people. And then we went out and we played
amazing.
The game and we won. So
it was amazing.
Now, the rumor I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong because I wasn't there, but they had not tied it up. They were down by one, and then they decided to go for two instead of one, and they missed.
Correct. Nick went. He was – all my guys played awesome.
What happened?
They didn't
Nick
drop a ball.
Nick
is amazing.
Nick has always been good, but like this
amazing
season,
dude.
It seems like
beast.
He's taking the next step. Yeah,
this is the first game I played
he's
with
he's creeping into top 10 territory.
He's – elite.
Yeah.
He's a beast.
Nick's awesome.
He comes back. He plays big.
So fast.
He's fast. He's strong. He just goes up. He gets the ball. He's good. All our guys are good. Fast. Everyone played great.
Even Stegmaier.
Tommy's got like a man rush.
Stegmaier fucking, he looks over at me every after the half. He looks at me and he's like, Tommy, text me. Let me know how we do. I'm like, what? He's like, I got to go. I got a wedding to be at. I'm like, you're just fucking leaving in the middle of a playoff game?
Well, they probably saved you guys.
Well,
you didn't have to hide it.
There's no hiding Stegs. He's a good guy.
I'll tell you a funny story. I love Stegmaier to death. We played you guys. Was it two seasons ago? Played you guys in the semi? Like, I'll never forget the look on Tommy Hughes' face because obviously when we're playing Tommy Hughes, we've been playing against each other. It's like chess. And literally, he looks at us and we look at him and we're like, where's Stegmaier? And like, I'll never forget when he gets off at the end of the first half, he goes, I hate you guys. He goes, I've hit him in the middle. I've hit him at corner. I've hit him at safety and everywhere.
No.
We attacked him in that game. We love Stegmaier, but
love him.
Yeah, it was a tough day for Stegmaier. So, Sherry, let's get to you. Public Enemy 28, Hostile Takeover 14. How'd things end with Hostile?
God.
I heard it was a good game for the half.
Damn team.
For the first half.
You know what? We've been struggling all season long to have anybody show up, you know, just to have our full team there. We're always missing like a couple, like probably two or three solid players we're missing. And especially this week against Public Enemy. So we went out there kind of like laughing before we even went out on the field. And we had four guys, including Taylor. So Taylor had to play defense for us. And then we had me and Molly. And then I actually asked Brandy and got it okayed for Brandy just to sub in here and there when Molly and I needed a break.
And what'd she say when you asked her?
She was like, I can't tell you no. So she
whose jersey did she wear?
She wore her own, which was impressive. But we actually, the first half, I think we played really strong. I don't know. What do you think, Lenny? I mean, I think for what we had.
From my side of the field, I walked up to both you and Taylor after the game, and I said, hey, we've been really good all year. That was the worst game we've played. And you guys, if you would have had maybe just Jay, like, you could have shocked us.
Yeah.
Like you guys were really good.
We missed a couple of
that
our
one
guys.
To you. That one pass, like, down the pipe he missed.
Yeah.
There was a couple other ones. JJ's so good. And, oh, by the way, getting back to Breakfast Club, for those of you counting at home, JJ made the playoffs, and I think he only missed one game in Breakfast Club. I just had to say that.
I don't think he missed
which
any.
Which is pretty impressive.
Yes, and he wasn't supposed to play in any games.
He missed a couple for us during the season, but, I mean,
he's a solid football player.
He is, and not to shame on JJ. I love him to death. He's one of my very good friends, but I feel like, and I told him this, like I feel like he's just kind of playing lazy.
Yeah, it looks like he didn't play golf to me.
But he also, he did lose his dad. A couple days before that playoff game, so I think that had a lot to do with it too. So, RIP to JJ's dad, and So I think we held our own for the first half.
You guys, I thought you guys played fantastic.
Yeah, we were out of breath. You know, we lost it in the second half. We were out of breath. We were exhausted. We didn't have any subs for the guys, so it was just kind of like, you know, just hang in there for the rest of the game, finish out strong, and then that's it. Our season's over.
So, what's in store for Sherry in the fall?
You know what? We don't know. Honestly, everybody's kind of lost right now, I think. And
is everybody talking and happy, or is it
our group text ended, like, everyone was just, I mean, go, that's our name, Hostile, so we were all a little hostile in the group. And
who's
it was
more
just,
hostile than everybody, because it couldn't be you, you're always nice.
It was pretty much everybody, honestly. Like, our morale just like went to shit.
But somebody had
won.
To start it. Who started it?
Who started the, where there's smoke, there's
fire.
It was Taylor. Yeah,
because where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm. It was Taylor.
Okay, and then somebody jumped on his side because you always have to have an ally to start.
Santucci.
Who's Taylor's biggest ally on your team?
Sherry.
I don't know. Taylor and I fight.
Yeah.
We fight like brother and sister. Like, I get so mad at him over some of the shit he says, and I call him out on it too. And like, we fight, and then it's over with. But I don't know. I don't know who his biggest ally is, to tell you the truth.
So you're saying Taylor doesn't have an ally?
It's like, probably Molly.
If
Molly
Hostile
and Taylor
Takeover
really
was
well.
On Survivor, and you were all on the island, like, who would Taylor have a secret alliance with?
God, I don't know.
Taylor would be voted off first. He's fucked.
Yeah.
He'd have to leave because he would get sunburned. But
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who his ally is, to tell you the truth.
But then you would know, because then it would be a secret
alliance. Chelsea and I were on the same team, because we were texting in the group, and we were all like, get your shit together. Like, this team needs to step up. And
Chelsea eats chicken fingers when she poops.
I know. Poor Chels. Poor Chels. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know what holds in store for the fall. So I'll love to find out. So
good. Well, let's try D2 and see what Emily has to say in a minute.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So good.
It's magic.
With your D2 games, Angry Buffalo with 51, Primetime Players with 30, Tight Ends in Motion with 31, The Replacements with 20, Gray and Associates with 38, No Mo Doobie with 10, Bad Apples 43, Witters 21. Those are your D2 games.
let's set the table, Emily. You played Witters early in the season. You were missing your quarterback, and you were missing somebody else.
And was you.
And they took you to task. Now,
and we were missing a Cody.
Yeah, and you had Cody. You're missing Cody, too. So now, let's back into week number 10 now, and now you're coming at them full board. It looked 43-21. What happened?
Well, first of all, full board, we only had six players. So everybody played, including our quarterback. Like, everybody played the whole game. It was honestly a perfect game for us, just marching down the field, like, sharp plays. There were zero drops the whole game. We stopped them on defense a bunch of times. It was a really fast game, so I don't know. We just played really well. I have to give Jamie a shout-out on Witters. She was like a one-man team over there.
Oh, wow.
She's doing really well. Yeah. Wow,
she's fucking been
their
awesome
girls
all
are really
year.
Good. They got Liz. They got Maya and Jamie. Like, that's a good stable of girls. No? Somebody didn't
Jamie
play good for them?
Jamie was the all-star
Jamie on
the team.
With the Angels and Breakfast Club, Jamie's been awesome all year. Mm-hmm.
She had, like, one or two touchdowns for them. Her zone, like, whenever it went to her, like, she had a really, really good game.
I have a question. Did Cody catch every touchdown?
No.
An unknown guy came up to me and said, I'm like, how'd you guys do? He's like, we got Cody Williams and or whatever his
name
is.
No, me and Kate got touchdowns.
Oh, I'm just saying. He's like, we couldn't cover him. He caught everything.
Thanks, blah, blah, blah. Tom.
It wasn't you.
Maybe
Joe.
He had one, too, and they got it was a sandwich, and that's what they meant.
Oh,
oh
good, man.
Yeah,
I like sandwiches.
What kind?
Maybe. But Cubans. All in all, it was Cuban a good Charlie. Game. And I'm excited to play Angry Buffalo this weekend.
It's going to be
there's
awesome.
There's a lot of storylines.
Remember
there.
When you first came on your first podcast, I remember like it was yesterday, you and Nick Such came in when you went to the apartment upstairs, and there was some shit talking.
There was.
Yep. You were going to have a bra bet and everything, and Nick Such ran for the hills. Well, let me ask
Maybe
you this.
Maybe we'll have a bra bet.
I'm going to ask the question. Are we going to have? Are you going to meet him on the 50-yard line and look, are we going to do this?
Who on Angry Buffalo is going to bet a bra?
Well, obviously not Denise. Wow. So maybe somebody else.
I love it. We'll see.
Is it because she doesn't talk or carry on a conversation?
Just,
oh, my God.
We have Denise issues. Her off her ass.
We have Denise issues. She's a nice woman, but it's tough to talk to her.
I don't think we have Denise issues.
And trust me, it's not me, it's her.
She's a
sweetheart. No, I think Lenny has Denise issues.
Honestly, it's also a team, though. Like, I'm friends with Angry Buffalo. I'm excited to play them. It'll be a good
Is Matt going to play?
Zabron?
Yeah.
No, he's out.
My sources say
he's
no.
Out.
Oh, wow.
He is out for at least 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, that's
yeah, with
terrible.
A shoulder injury.
Yeah, he's their speed guy.
Four to 6 weeks.
I mean, Delano is like everything to them. Like, he's their Cody, but Matt's their speed guy. And that, you know, Jay's the tall guy, Matt's the fast guy, and then Delano's the
side note to the Godfather, whoever that might be, supporting cast, Delano versus Cody, everybody else's supporting cast.
Well, I mean, you have to take
they're the two best players in the game.
So?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Cody. I actually watched
Delano. The Godfather made a point that Delano and Cody is going to be like the matchup of the century, and the team that's going to win is going to be the supporting cast. Like, who isn't Delano, who isn't Cody?
Whoever the side
Delano
are.
Had every opportunity to catch an interception from Taylor in our semifinal game in the fall. And Delano let it go off of his knee, and it went like 25 feet the other
Taylor's
direction.
Taylor's going to make a better throw.
So
I mean, it's hit him in the knee.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say that primetime players, for the love of God, go to D3 primetime players. Do not pass
that?
Go. We might have to.
They're ready. They're
As
ready
commissioner of this league, I've never done that, but I might force a team to go.
Who
primetime
are
players
forcing?
Are going to D3.
Primetime. They're ready to go.
Who are you forcing
and,
up?
Primetime.
We're going to have some discussions about that. DMX is absolutely going up if they're the same team because they're going to win D3
and
maybe be close.
No, who's going up to D1?
But we don't even know if we're going to have a D1 yet. So we're going to talk about
They're all getting kicked.
We're on the same 8 teams.
I feel very bad, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say this as well. Katie Salisbury is one of the best girls in this freaking league. And it sucks she plays on a team
We're
that's
scooping
not doing
her
so
up
good.
On
do
the
you know
Angels.
The best thing you can do is take all the D1 players and just disperse them amongst the league.
We'd have a draft.
That'd be amazing.
It could be like Mystery Alaska.
Yeah. D1 draft. And
well,
there's
I can
no
tell you
D1.
Who Chris Cole of it will be.
Chris Cole slinging it in D6.
There would still have to be at least one team in D Platinum, though. Right, Len?
Yes.
Katie's going to be an Angel.
Good.
Katie Salisbury.
Good. She should be.
You guys have 47 chicks already.
She is so good. Can we just throw that out there?
That's what I just said.
Who are they cutting? You?
She's so good. I played with Katie Salisbury. You know what? You've said her name 100 times. We've been talking about it on the podcast for a long time now. And I could not think who she was. And I went out there when we played RSS versus Maddie's Angels. And I'm like, oh my God, Katie Salisbury. I played softball with her.
Oh, yeah?
And she was a rock star out there on the field.
What a personality. She's very quiet. Very quiet, very respectful, but she's super, very nice.
Super nice, very quiet. She played, I believe it was second base, and she's a rock star.
Nice.
Yep, she's super athletic and all her
sports. I'm going to go to you on this one. I see a blast from the past. You can know them probably better than anybody. Green Associates 38, No More Doopy 10. Is that the team everybody's sleeping on right now? Because you and I know better than anybody that when it comes playoff time, you never know what those guys.
No. Not no one's sleeping on them. I don't think they're the same team they used to be. They're missing a few big cogs to that.
So were they that machine. Good last week, or was it just Travis and company can't
Travis
score?
I saw their other quarterback.
They had like
throwing.
Five people.
Their other quarterback was throwing, and it was just they know each other well. It's just two teams that. What's it, the third time they play each other, second time or third time they play each other?
Somebody said Patterson went freaking
no
off.
No more Doobie Patterson had no players.
I thought he was there. Yeah. That's what he said he went off.
Patterson wasn't there.
Yeah, he was. I saw him after the game.
Oh, I didn't see Steve.
Yeah, I was talking to him. Matter of fact, I was talking to Kristen Daniels, and I almost asked her to be on the podcast again, and at the last minute I decided not to. And then I think Patterson was watching the game.
Watching or playing?
I thought he was watching. I think they just got done with their game, and he was on the side. I could have sworn it was Patterson.
I didn't see Patty, but even...
I think it was, because Travis was all like, we lost to them. And I think he was bitching off Patterson, because he had like 10 touchdowns.
Wait, what was Travis?
Patterson wasn't 28 points difference.
Yes. So, D3.
Losing sucks. I understand it.
And we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
K's no stranger to losing.
Oh, my God, Carol Siever.
With your D3 games, Saturdays are for the girls, 32 points. Showtime with 28. One topper too many, 36 on the board. Bullet Club with an astonishing 8 points. DMX with 65. Mickey Rats with 49.
Baby, you and me, we gotta be. The luckiest dreamers never quit dreaming. As long
Gryffindor,
as
42. Sticky Bandits, 26.
We can take anything that comes our way. Baby, rain or shine.
All the time.
We got each other. Sharing the laughter and love.
Okay, hit the low part.
Sharing the laughter and love.
Hit the low part and everybody goes super high.
Great job, everybody.
Remember when Leo was a bum on that show?
Yes.
I think we should all ask to be on the Tabernacle.
What was his name? Boner?
You guys are all
in. Not Boner.
Whether you want to be or not, we're doing ropes for all of you.
But I don't want to go to the Fruit Belt.
Emily, don't worry. We're going to have a limo bus and 50 people are going to be there.
What
don't
was his
worry.
Name?
Will there be security. Bulletproof windows?
Yes.
Boner's the boat.
Joe K, 36 to 8. What happened?
Oh, well, I mean, this is the story of the season. Like, Griffin called off about 10:45 the night before, so with Gordon already away for military, we were shorthanded, and it was really hot, so we just didn't play well.
It was really hot for the other team, too.
Yeah, I know, but it's cool when you have subs, so that like you can switch out. I don't know. Like, I mean,
Joe,
Jeff threw a couple...
His name was Luke Brower.
He's
a homeless guy.
Thank you, Tommy. But back to growing pains. But yeah, a couple of bad interceptions, and then we had girls... We dropped two girl touchdowns, and that was just it, and we just... Topper played well. I mean, like you said, maybe this is it for him, and I wish him his best on his journey.
I mean,
towards
he's got to call it a day at some point, doesn't he?
Topper, no, he's great, man. He can keep going forever. He was looking like a
the legend.
He was looking like a mid-aged man there.
What is anybody gonna beat DMX? I mean, 65-49 against Rats. Is anybody gonna slow them down?
Only DMX can stop DMX at this point. Like, there's some games where they don't click like they usually do, and that's when you can get them. But
half their team is in D1.
Sorry, DMX, you're moving up.
Who's on DMX? People I don't know.
Yes.
People you don't know.
Too bad.
Andrew Russo, KK Shouse, they're all on Bombers. Yeah,
who do they play in the semis?
They play Gryffindor.
They're playing the Gryffindor.
Wait, I have a question.
I think Joey Batts can do it.
Because that's it. Joey Batts is throwing.
I have a question.
Oh, my God.
That's why they won.
Magic's going to happen.
If Joey Batts is throwing, anything's possible.
Why are there D1 players in
Why are there D1
DMX?
Players any other place but
D1? They actually were a D3 team. And they wanted to play in D1, and they were going to bring Derek Bloomfield and Joey Montesani along for the ride. And they wanted a second team kind of thing. And then, you know, Mr. Nice Topper said, okay, we're going to be accommodating.
That's bullshit. So their girls play in D3, and then
Sherry,
play in
D1.
So Joey
Bass
does the same thing.
About this sub thing is BS.
He's in D3 and D1.
Trust me, we're going to...
Yes.
The fall is going to change, and I don't think we're going to have 56 teams in the fall.
That's extra bullshit.
You're going to lose a lot more if D1, D6 teams keep going to play it against D1 people.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, that would... You know what? That would suck. I would be pissed.
You come there for fun
D6.
And you get blown up at D1 game?
And had to play, yeah. That, no,
stupid.
Nope.
And my God, the Battaglia's in the first time in 3 years won a playoff game. Is that correct? 42-26 against Sticky.
Wow, that's just it. Joey threw.
Sticky Bandits had no people.
Yeah, I heard they were literally looking for a girl at 1 o'clock.
Sticky problem.
Sticky. Yeah, so sticky. And honestly, the game of the day, number one Showtime with Ricky friggin' Austin takes the field of battle against number eight, our good friends Jay-Z and Justin Garbaz, and Showtime wins. Actually, that they did not win. Series for the girls shocked the world. Yeah, I was making it.
But it's not even. It's like how it happened. Showtime went up 28-0 in the first half. They gave up like a kind of. I guess it was a wonky girl touchdown right at the half, and then ever since then, I don't know if bad Ricky came to play, but it wasn't good. Because Jay-Z's team made a comeback, and I know a lot of people watched the end of that game. Jay-Z actually caught the go ahead touchdown with like I want to say 2 minutes to go, and then then Showtime was driving and. There was a penalty on that drive as time was winding down, and they got a down back, but one referee said they had 6-0, and the other referee was like, no, it's 5-0. So Showtime thought they had to go for a touchdown, and the player, I don't know, they had it in the end zone, they dropped it clearly. They had time, they had like 16 seconds, they could have gotten out of playoff, but half the team thought it was 6-0, so they never ended up getting the playoff.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. And so now we all suffer as the league because we have no Ricky from Sticky Bandits. We have no Ricky from Showtime. So we are devoid of Rickies in championship weekend.
If there's any other Rickies in the league, can you make yourselves known so we can like talk about you? That'd be great.
Yeah, because we really need Rickies. Yeah. It's too bad we don't have Silver Spoons queued up for D4.
Oh, my God.
Ricky Schroeder. But oh, my God. Maybe next time we'll figure this out.
That's amazing.
I think we're going to go to D4. Do we have Silver Spoons?
Ricky Schroeder is way above D4 quality.
Already.
All right, let's just go with whatever we got. It's okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah, try singing this one, guys.
With your D4 scores, Why So Serious, 46 points. Indecent Exposure, 24. ANA scored 50 on the board. Druku put up 40. Home Tech with 36 points. Full Throttle with 16 now. AARP scored 36 and Hung Buffalo scored 22 now.
Two huge, huge, huge notes from this division. Number one, for the first time in forever, AARP made the playoffs. Second of all, for the first time in forever, AARP actually won a playoff game. Kudos to them. We saw them playing at 9. I was literally in shock. I thought it was somebody else. It wasn't. And they won by 14, so kudos to them. And I don't know if you guys are following the day, so I'm going to bring you over to Home Tech now. Home Tech started the season, I want to say, like 0-3 or 1-4. It was terrible. They got called up by the Keller clan in third and Shalon because that's who they split up with. Austin, their captain, talked to a great guy. He's the guy who lost in the free throw battle to Katie Keller when they went to Dave and Buster's years ago. When they went on a date, didn't work out so well.
Breathe. Just breathe when you're talking, man. It's okay.
And all of a sudden,
he's so excited.
They get their whole team back, and all they keep doing is winning games. Full Throttle was like 6-3, and they show up and they smoked them, 36-16. Now, not only did they smoke them, they literally went to bar to like 5-6 o'clock on Saturday. So kudos to them.
Nice. That's what we need in this league. More people come to the bar.
And all of a sudden, I looked over and I'm like, oh my God, there's Home Tech. And I said, oh my God, there's AARP. So two teams did show up on and off the field. Kudos to Why So Serious. We knew they were going to win. They won. Kudos to Matty Ice.
I mean,
50-40.
I guess kudos to Brew Crew, though.
I got a question real quick.
No, go ahead, Tom.
Has Matty Ice ever scored under 40 points in his life?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Like a handful?
Only a handful of times.
Like, I know Brew Crew was having attendance issues because they gave me a text.
He does
50-40, does he? Because they went off the Universal Subway.
Yeah, he doesn't even call plays.
But I had a game at the same time. So they ended up getting a second shift play.
It's called spaghetti.
But apparently he killed it.
Yeah, that was a wow. And Indecent Exposure, you know, I think Josh was hurt pretty much all the year, right?
Yeah,
they snuck in. I think if he comes back and they get their whole team back, I think Indecent Exposure will be pretty good in D4 next year. I mean, there is no way in God Why So Serious. Win or lose, ANA and Why So Serious are going up. So to answer your question, Sherry, they're both going up.
Moving up.
Yes.
Moving up to the east side, to
apartment in the sky.
Why does it suck?
So what does that do for Cobblestone?
Daryl told me under no certain he says, I'm not leaving.
Good.
So Sam's just going to have to pick then.
Well, I don't know if you heard what the Godfather said. The Godfather said, because they all wear purple, they just have the purple versus purple classic. And what we're going to do is we're going to grab Sam and the other girl, and we're just going to give one to Daryl and one to them, and they're just going to play 5-on-5.
Cobble series. Daryl.
I'm totally kind of serious.
I just love Daryl.
Daryl's the
Daryl,
best.
When Daryl's can we go awesome. On your boat?
I know. Daryl, when can we go on
Daryl,
your boat?
Daryl, when can we go on
Daryl,
your boat?
Daryl, call us.
I got a funny feeling like 60, 30 seconds after Daryl hears this podcast, Emily and Sherry are going to invite to be on the boat.
Does Daryl, with his very important life and all the things he does,
did you hear
does
Joe he actually K live to this? Brandy would be
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
To us, like, hi.
He might.
Yes. You never know.
Yep. D5.
Oh, dear.
My girl. Love her.
Can you imagine how that invite goes? Yeah, it's going to be 118 degrees out the day. Oh, look, Sherry and Emily, it is 118 degrees out. You probably are going to have to change into your bathing suits.
627 Top, take it off. Where your opinion matters.
Check, please.
Daryl, if you're listening, call 627-TOPP. Joe, what are those numbers?
627-8677.
We definitely want to hear from Daryl if you're listening, please.
Any Daryl.
Call it. There's an extra 7 in there, Daryl.
Car, Hannah, it doesn't matter.
With your D5 scores, the Bams scored 40 points, Iron Butterflies with 29, Cupcake with 39 on the board, Shaken Stampede 22, Open Ruin 21 points, Them Boys 0, and All We Do Is Quinn with 41, Third and Schlong with 28.
Well, congratulations to Hope and Ruin. They had a forfeit against Dem Boys. Dem Boys had a decent season. I guess they couldn't field the team. Sorry to hear that. So Hope and Ruin gets the free pass. I am very sad to report that our good friends, the Keller Clan, are no longer joining us.
I was so sad when I saw that.
Yeah, they lost. They will not be joining us for the rest of the spring season. We hope and pray
that they
will
join
back
us
in the fall.
I kind of hope join us, just not playing.
Yeah, they might.
In fact, this is an open invite to the Keller Clan. Why don't you guys come out during the, I don't know, home tech game and just drink a bunch and heckle them the entire time?
God,
I think that'd be
awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be great. That would
be something that needs to happen.
And then if they decide a pickup game, Sherry and I are there to ref.
Exactly. Nice. Boy, I would hate to miss this week.
Three refs with B's brother.
Yes. Sure.
The more the merrier.
That was the original idea, by the way.
He can oversee it.
No, Garbaz was supposed to oversee it.
I thought Emily and Sherry were going to ref. Garbaz was going to be there as a helper, and then B's brother
does
was going to be the
director. Does Garbaz even know what he's doing on his own?
I'm his apprentice. Oh.
Yes, he does.
I love you. Love you, garbage.
Obviously, you don't now. Congratulations to Cupcake. They beat Shake and Bake. The Bams beat Iron Butterflies. No shock there. They're going to play some games Saturday, but the Bams are going to play Cupcake. I don't see anything stopping that. If the Bams don't win, and it's been year after year after year after year, they've pretty much assured us that we're going to disband them and we're going to move them to the four corners of the continent. It's D7. Going to be over.
So you know what this means, right? All we do is Quinn's going
to
win.
They almost have to.
Right. That's usually how these things work.
It would be funny if All We Do Is Quinn drew Cupcake, because there's that whole thing there, because there was a guy in All We Do Is Quinn who used to play for Cupcake, and then he went back to All We Do Is Quinn. So there's a little bit of...
It'd be cool if Quinn played Hope and Ruin, and they like redid last year's
that would be awesome.
D6 championship.
That'd be awesome. Then Hope and Ruin was missing a player.
Yeah.
They'd be like, ha ha.
That'd be amazing.
I got to be honest with you. I'm cheering for the Bams. They never win. It's fun when they lose. We enjoy it. But you know, after a while, you can only lose so many times.
No,
so you got to cheer for them, too. And I think the Godfather said, and I agree with him, if they win, I could totally see Parrish crying. He totally would cry after he won a title.
Yeah, probably. But
that's
like,
something Parrish would do.
It's a long time coming.
I think Matty Ice might win if Matty's Angels wins the D6 championship.
Well, yeah, he would win if
he wins.
Hey, watch out.
Wins.
We're coming in hot with Ramir. Look out.
Oxymora.
You heard it here first. Breaking story. Watch out for RSS ladies. Sherry just
called
her shot. She just called her shot.
2 o'clock.
Oh, no, you did it.
Oh, yes, she did.
Brandy, I'm only calling these shots for you.
She's just sitting in a puddle right now.
Yeah, you don't seem too confident in Ramir's abilities, Sherry.
I am so confident
bullshit.
In Ramir's abilities.
I call bullshit.
He'll be slinging all weekend.
Bring in my cleats just in case.
Should we try that D6?
Yeah, there's a lot to say there.
Yes, there is.
Bring it. I love this one.
Shotch.
With your D6 games.
He's gonna run in my bathing suit.
Ace with 27 points. The Practice Squad with 14. Maddie's Angels with 44. Santa's Secret Sauce, 33. RSS Ladies, 43. Tommy Hughes Experience, 28. And the Salino Sewer Rats continue on towards the gold with 35 on the board of the McKenzie Agency with 26.
Yes. Let this play.
Tommy, why aren't you singing?
I'm focused.
Yeah, on what?
Texting biddies.
How could you know the words of the song? You just keep watching the girls go by. Like, that's all you do.
because I'll be ready.
With David Hasselhoff?
Did you see her,
come on now.
The work she got done? Oh, butcher.
Who?
Pam, she's going to be on Bosch.
Oh, no.
I'll be ready. Poor girl. When you. Don't you.
Great. Well, Sherry, because you look like you want to talk, we're going to start with you first.
I always want to talk.
RSS Ladies 43, Tony Hughes Experience 28. From your side of the fence, what happened?
I think it was Taylor this weekend. He goes, do you ever shut the fuck up?
Do you ever just shut the fuck up?
I was like, no, Taylor. Nope. I know I don't.
Picture Taylor saying that to you. Like, right? Really?
Shut the fuck
shut
up.
The fuck up.
Always.
Guys,
always.
Guys, Lenny's getting that look.
Always like,
shit. No, I'm just
like that he gave us what? That outback.
So you played a game. Oh my God. You beat Tommy Hughes.
Oh my God.
Not this one.
Nah, not that one. Okay. Do you know what I said, seriously, going into this game? I looked right at Topper and I said, I swear to God, if I lose a second game today with Topper playing quarterback,
she did
I'm
this.
Quitting football forever.
So I can confirm that happened. That is something that did happen.
But we played a great game. Apparently, I was out of bounds and we didn't get one touchdown. Because Joe pushed me out of bounds.
I stood still and you ran out
and
of bounds, cheater.
On a second one, Joe went to catch the ball and then I pushed him out of bounds. So it kind of was
did
like.
Did you hear
even.
That? She pushed
illegal.
Pushed out of
no,
bounds.
I actually.
She admitted to cheating.
I actually like, tackled him and Joe grabbed him in the balls in the all at once. The same time. Just so he
Sherry's
dropped the ball.
Me in every
I almost
game we
died.
Together.
I have. I really have.
It's disgusting.
By the way, Sherry, not to cut you off, you're really good at that. You know, at one point, I got to give her that a girl. She looked at Sekaterski, and they were fighting about something, and she gave him the old right hand towards his face, and she wailed him right in the nuts and dropped him to a knee. It was the funniest nut shot I've ever seen.
Yeah,
like, Sekaterski literally almost threw his lunch up and dropped down and literally
oh,
just
was
hit this,
at the bar before
yes,
the game.
Yeah,
I remember that.
She went right towards the
Do
face and
why?
Right into
because,
the nuts.
Like, every time... I don't know if I'm not looking or what happens, but like he'll be like Sherry, and then I turn quick or something. He'll just slap me in the face. I'm like, what the hell was that for?
I mean, that's
so
abuse,
he got me.
You can tell the proper
well, he
authorities.
Got me like right before I left. He like right before I went into
Family
the bathroom. He got me again right in front of all
watch.
You guys, and everyone saw it. So I was like, oh yeah, look up here. I went to slap him in the face, but I like faked it and nailed him right in the balls.
And she mic dropped.
And
she went up to the bar and he looks at us like, she couldn't hit me more square.
It was awesome.
Wait a second. I went to hit him in the face and I slapped his fucking balls.
Yeah, that's literally what
she hit him square.
Kind of far apart there.
I faked it to the face, so both of his hands went up to block it, and I just wailed him
just
right in the ball
square,
at the left.
Completely
it was
square.
Awesome. Like, it was a total, like,
it was definitely
perfect.
Good.
It was perfect.
I think he was
Ladies
about to
and
throw
gentlemen,
up, too,
stand by for Sekaterski Cooter Shots. Coming at you live.
Cooter
Shots.
So it says here, Emily, Mandy's Angels 44, Santa Secret Sauce 33. So what happened?
Well, I only got to play for the last 2 minutes because it was at the same time when Bad Apples was playing Witters. So we were missing me, Jamie and Kate.
Oh, wow.
So we sprinted over because our game ended before that one and we got to play the last couple drives. They were up by more and then we let Carrie with a K run the whole field for a touchdown because then that meant Brian Ferger had to buy her 10 shots. So
I love teamwork.
So the game was over and we were like, we want you to have the shots. So she like got the ball and was just
like a halfback
scooting
like
down
Smith.
The whole field. But I guess
who
Kyle.
Who for you?
With
you and Kate out, you're basically the safeties.
I don't know.
Wow, just out of curiosity.
I know.
Doesn't Val usually play safety there? For
no, usually, no. Emily and Kate are usually on the edges.
I don't know who. I don't know who played safety, but I do know that there were a couple interceptions. I guess Kyle on their team was just tearing it up. So
he's a really good athlete.
Yeah,
yes, he is.
Some people shouldn't be in D6 that are, but
no,
whatever.
No, they should not.
Whatever.
And they might not be in the fall, from what we hear. We hear rumors are swirling.
Maddie got
and
pissed.
No official contracts.
Well, no. The thing that kind of sucks is that they had a guy rushing and. Maddie had already thrown the ball on 4-1000 and Leah had caught the ball and then the guy on the other team that was rushing shoved him on the ground and Matt fell and like messed up his wrist.
He allegedly fractured
yeah.
his wrist.
Yeah, and now he's playing this weekend with a fractured wrist.
He's a gamer, Maddie.
He's got three potential
it's just
championships
not throwing
to win.
Hand people. Don't give him that much credit.
It wouldn't
just
matter,
love
honestly.
You,
like,
he would play through it.
Was anybody on crack this weekend?
I missed a crackhead.
No, they were not here.
Can confirm that.
I was
did
just
not
wondering.
Okay, sadly,
we just
no.
Sold
I didn't.
Playoffs.
Was anyone on crack?
Yeah.
Congratulations to Selena Suarez beat McKenzie Agency back to back. As you know, B's brother refed with us 2 weeks ago. They beat him 49-18. This week was 35-26. So McKenzie started out of the gates very strong, struggled at the end. And Ace, you know, shockingly, only beat the practice squad 27-14.
What is up with that team?
With the practice squad race.
Ace, are they number one so far in D6?
Yes.
Why?
No.
Point by point differential, I think they are.
Oh, spare me.
Well, I'm just saying if we had to. We're going to get to that in a minute. Don't worry.
So much.
No, what actually happened was there was a rain out and they both went 8-0-1. As luck would have it, that was the rain week.
Wow.
And we're going to, right now, we're going to get to the matchups for each division. We're going to let Emily her chance to tell Ace what she thinks. So we're going to start with D1 and we're going to go down to D6. So without further ado, Jimmy, let's start. Who are the final four in D1?
In 1972, a crack commander.
It would be sweet if there was like a golf cart that looked like the 18th.
Yeah, so awesome.
With Jeffy driving.
Wait. Before we begin,
yes, Horseshoe.
We didn't even talk about the Beth situation in Eyes Downtown versus the Nikki Sabuda situation with Varsity Villains.
There was a situation.
Yeah, okay, well, a big
rewind.
One.
What happened, Sherry?
Were you there? Did you see it?
No, I heard about it.
I just heard about it. Were you there?
I saw someone flopping around.
I heard Nikki Sabuda went for an awesome ball. I think she caught it. I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard she caught the ball and she like plowed into Beth or something, and Beth was laying on the ground and she was like quote unquote severely injured, and all I heard someone say was, "Somebody call 911. Beth's hurt again." And everybody started laughing, so I kind of was like, it was one of those.
We should not joke about people's injuries.
What I also heard though was that because someone got hurt, then I don't know why I'm saying someone, because she got hurt. they like there was a lot of time left on the clock. As you can see, they only won by 6 points, and Varsity Villains like didn't get to finish the drive because the clock ran out.
So it caused a big fight or something.
I was told though, and not to take it one side or the other, but I was told, and I talked to some people very closely, so to say, with the game that it went both ways, and that Varsity did not. In a couple instances, there was some foul play that they weren't very happy with the behavior of some of the players on Varsity towards Eyes Downtown, and one play. Somebody really almost injured somebody.
Was that Nikki Sabuda?
I'm not going to say names.
She's so good.
Sounds like
she's a very great player.
She is awesome.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's easy to say Beth flopped around on the ground, but it's also, we got to be sportsmen here.
Flopped.
Can you say that?
It sounds like when you go fishing and then the fish gets off the hook and then it's like flopping on the dock.
Can you say that nicer?
It's not. I'm trying to. My point is.
Remember the singing fish from McDonald's?
It's just.
Give me back the flavor.
D1's, it's just got to stop. It's getting to the point where it's.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's
like I said, I just heard a lot of what happened, and that to me was.
I heard
funny.
Something completely opposite from what you told me. Wow. But I don't want to single people out. That
it sounds like one of those situations that happened.
I talked
last
to both
fall.
Refs in the game, and both refs I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, both refs were like, "No, it was Varsity overdoing it again." So
really,
that came from both officials who ref the game.
So is
that's my Jeremy Burr for you?
Is everybody okay though? No one got hurt.
Eyes Downtown, they were a little upset. Their captain was a little upset. You know, he texted me, said, "Hey, you know." Enough's enough. This crap's got to stop.
Can I ask who their captain is? Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby?
Chadwick?
It was not Chadwick. I don't have Chadwick's number. I do have Bobby's number. Yes, we did have a couple small conversations, and he didn't. It wasn't I'm trying to be a dick kind of thing. It was like a very serious conversation. Frank, and I agree with him. You know,
that's why we're having
stop.
A Division I draft.
No one's out here to get hurt.
There's an outside chance that like half the teams in D1 were just not going to ask back.
Good.
I mean, that's kind
I don't
of
even
we're
think
for.
I don't even think we
I'd
should do that.
Team,
I think we should have a Division I draft.
I'd rather have 14 Division
too many people
I play
each other
twice.
I don't think some people. I mean, it would never affect XTC. You guys are like literally the measuring stick.
You guys are so nice.
You guys literally. I always tell people this, and I mean this sincerely. If you want to know how you're reacting, if you're right or not, I always say go watch XTC.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing what they do, then
me.
We like you.
I actually played for XTC at the Ralph with Meg Farrell, mm-hmm. and it was just so calm.
Nice people.
Just so nice.
And you know what
they're
starts
cool
with?
Beans.
Kelly,
like, wow,
Joe, and Stegmeier are three extreme. And I'm not saying nobody else. Nick's a good guy and Flynn, but those three people are their core, and they are just good people.
It was just so nice. It was so nice to play with them.
Has XTC ever won the championship?
No, but they will.
Maybe you should.
We're cheering for
you. I'm cheering for you guys.
Moving on to your playoff games this week. We've got Public Enemy going to be taking on XTC. 33 Speakeasy facing Eyes Downtown. Angry Buffalo against Bad Apples. Tight Ends in Motion versus Grand Associates. D3, we've got Saturday's Up for the Girls going up against One Topper Too Many. Gryffindor's going to be taking on DMX. D4, Why So Serious going up against Home Tech. ANA versus ANRP. D5, The Bams versus All We Do Is Quinn. Cupcake going on against Hope and Ruin. And your D6 games. Ace versus Salino Sewer Rats and Maddie's Angels taking on the RSS Ladies. Those are your Final games.
Well, let's start in D6. Ladies, Emily, have at it. Here's your time. What do you got to say? What are you thinking?
I mean, like everyone has been saying, though, it's really not a true matchup because RSS is missing their quarterback. They're missing a lot of people. Matt's got a bum hand. We're missing some people. So, I mean, it's still going to be fun. Like, the girls' games are always fun. We're all friends and everything. So, I'm excited to play.
Missing the LaDuca brothers, too.
Fuck them. Honestly, wow. I just want a girls team to beat them.
Well, but they're missing.
Obviously,
people,
I want to beat
them.
To be fair,
probably the entire league wants the girls team to beat them.
That'd but they're still missing.
Girls run the world.
Who?
We run the world.
Girls. Sorry.
It's kind of disappointing if you think about it, because we talked about this all season, and it's like you said, everybody,
I know,
with the exception of Celino, I don't even know who's on that team.
Celino's not going to win.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, they're probably missing somebody, too, at this point.
Yeah, they've had a full team pretty much the last few weeks. They've actually shown pretty well.
Yeah.
They're just not going to run with Ace, even if the LaDucas are out. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, these past couple sessions, Len, seriously, I could go back one, two sessions when they were under a different name. They always find a way to pull it out in the end. They really do. They went toe-to-toe with Hope and Ruin two sessions ago and took it all the way to the very end. They've got some surprises.
They all, like, are shirtless after the game, right?
I don't.
They're like all like 22
sometimes,
and shirtless.
Sometimes they do. Yes, sometimes they do.
I was in camp.
The shame of it is, and whoever wins the title is going to earn the title.
Yeah.
The shame for me is, I really wish that Ace was at 100%, and I really wish Maddie was at 100%, because I just like the story. I want to know who the best team in D6 is. I don't think we're going to find out Saturday, and I don't mean that as a slight to any of the four teams. I want to see Ace with everybody, and I want to see Maddie at 100% with his, and I just want them to have at it.
What about RSS at 100%?
I you guys don't have Taylor, and even if you did, I just don't, and I don't mean to disrespect your team. I just don't. You guys gave it everything you had in the first game, and Travis didn't play. Like, I thought if Travis played that game, you guys probably lose that by 12 and not as close as it was.
Oh, yeah.
You know anytime someone says, I don't mean no disrespect, you're about to be disrespected.
Can I just throw that in there, though, that Travis didn't play, and, like, we appreciated that because I had so much fun playing girls on girls. Like, I just thought it was like,
oh, my God.
Keep the comments yourself.
I just thought it was even, and I thought it was like maybe super fun for all of us girls to go out.
Well, that's how it's going
to
go in the fall. We're getting
into
that role.
In the summer, we can organize a full health Ace versus a full health Maddie Ace Angel.
Or we could do a TSL blondes versus brunettes.
That would be kind of funny. Emily, my hand of God, I did talk to Ronnie K post game with the guys, and he literally said, anytime, any place, we'd love to play in a very nice way. Didn't talk any shit about you. Ronnie's our captain. Great guy. He said, hey, if they ever want to play us, let's do it. I said, hey, meet Topper and B's brother. Would ref it. That'd
I'm
be a
still
lot of
bringing
fun.
My brass knucks.
I still think there should just be like a random like August weekend before the season starts that you just have your home tech versus third and schlong.
I think we do that at the wine tournament.
Yeah. Well, we could do that at the wine tournament, too.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a wine tournament?
Well, there's going to be.
I think there's going to be in August.
We just don't know when it is because Topper's dragging his old feet. Yep.
And we'll do some quick ones. D5, the Bams are playing Cupcake. I just don't see anybody stopping that. And Why So Serious is probably playing A&A. Unless Home Tech can pull the shock of the century, I don't see ARP beating A&A. So those are pretty cut and dry. I still think 2 and 3, unless anybody says anything different, Joe, will go to you because you're in that division. I don't see DMX losing.
I mean, it's hard to say. Like, Gryffindor and DMX, they had their own rainout game, so they haven't played each other yet. They're the ones, they tied each other.
I think DMX has that 112%.
I mean, if you look at Topper played...
Yeah, my money's on Topper.
Topper played Jay-Z's team the first week of the season and beat them by, like, only 3 points. It was, like, 18-15, so...
That's got the side... There's side stories. That's the side story of the day.
Right.
We'll bring it back. That Garbaz's ex-girlfriend was trotted out in week one, and Garbaz went on full tilt.
Could you imagine?
He was pissed.
Don't think he's not been... I talked to him after the game. He goes, I won't be watching this game.
I mean, DMX.
Garbaz is coming to play.
Yes, he is. DMX did blow Topper out of the water. Topper's team has only lost twice this season, and one was that Hail Mary to us, and the other one was DMX beating him by 20. So
the DMX offense is just
too good. Yeah, when they're dialed in, man, it's disgusting.
They just have some receivers.
So
assuming
that Joey Batts doesn't take over the game because he hasn't really played quarterback all season, I think you're looking at Topper versus DMX, and I don't think it's going to go well for Topper.
Topper versus Batts.
Len and Joe, seriously, is there a good Joey Batts and a bad Joey Batts?
No, just Joey Batts is always good.
There is an iconic Joey Batts. There is a legendary Joey Batts. If Brother Nero was playing, they maybe lose by 18. With Joey Batts, they have a chance.
It's unbelievable. Now.
He can pull the miracle off.
In fact, if Joey Batts plays quarterback for Gryffindor, there's a shot that they could win D1. Yeah. Don't forget that.
No.
If Joey Batts played quarterback for 33, they probably could win D1.
Obviously.
He fucking knows.
He's that good. He is that good. So, Emily, we're going to go to
absolutely
two.
Why so serious?
Yes, we are serious.
Okay, D2.
It's Joe K and Lenny talking. It's not that serious.
So,
angry Buffalo.
Any one of those four teams could win. What are you thinking?
I really think tight ends is going to beat Gray and Associates. I know everybody rips on Alex, but he's probably just not had good games. He knows how to utilize every player, and tight ends is fast. They have Tiger, they have Eric, they have this other guy named Dave, they have other Dave Kleckler. Like, they have a lot of speed. They're a good team. And they have two girls, Amy, the tall one, and then Megan. Good. Like, they're both really good, too. So I think they're going to win. And I really think Bad Apples is going to beat Angry Buffalo.
Why?
If we played like we did last week, it was a flawless game.
All right. How about this? How about this?
And if you look at it like a matchup, our girls smoke them.
If you beat Angry Buffalo,
okay,
they split up.
They're not here to agree to it.
I agree to it.
Would you lay it down? Would you lay it down?
I agree.
If you beat them, they will split up and no longer be a team. Would you? Could you see that happening?
No.
No. No.
Do you know what I see is a lot of teams changing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I would like to know?
Sure.
So let's say
go out
in this scenario that Bad Apples survives Angry Buffalo,
and
that is emotion surprise.
What's going to happen with that?
What's going to happen when Emily is sitting there in her gray jersey and Tiger is in his powder blue jersey and you look across the field at each other? Like, is
the claws are coming out?
Is it all hell's going to break loose? Or?
Fuck yeah!
What happens at night then when you have to like be in the same bed?
Orgasms.
Bitches.
Bitches.
I'm like,
your face or mine?
Both.
No. Honestly, I'm going out there to win. I want that. I want
fucking
that.
Blood.
I'll tell you a funny story. Like, back in my playing days, now you remember my ex-wife Leanne used to play in D1 and I did too. When we played, whoever, like, literally, like, I didn't even sleep in the same bed as her. Like, that. If I won, she's like, you're getting your ass on the couch. Like, she used to get pissed.
I thought you were going to say, like, she had to be on top or you had to do all the work or something.
I think we made that bet maybe once. But moral of the story is that she did not like to lose. And I didn't either, but she was way more competitive than me. But, man, it got interesting. That's why I always say, don't ever be on the same team as your loved one, because you never know.
I think Vale knows from firsthand experience.
Yeah, she struggled.
It's not easy being on the team with a loved one.
Ouch. Vale's like, I love him, but I just can't play with him.
Right, no, yeah, it's hard.
Nope,
couldn't Vale, thing.
The fuck?
But no, I think, just honestly, kidding. Saturday it's anybody's game. In D2, it's just whoever comes out and executes.
And you know what?
To be honest.
The weather is going to play a huge role.
Yeah,
huge.
I heard
no, it going to rain again? At that time it's going to be sunny.
Are you sure?
That's what the weather
is. Did you talk
says.
To Don
allegedly.
Paul?
Allegedly.
Don Paul's drunk at Mother's.
She's at Channel 7 now. When did he go over there?
Is that your homeboy?
Thanks, Tom.
He's just always at Mother's hammered.
Which means you're always
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that means you're there.
Every time
why?
I walk in there, he's there.
I really want to know why you know about Don Paul's life.
Because I know about him. Do you know about Mike Sica? We got caught in
assless motorcycles.
Chaps. Yeah, he fucked the motorcycle in assless chaps, and he got chased by the police in Clarence a couple years ago. Mike Sica, Google it.
Yeah, absolutely did.
Lenny.
Awesome.
Lenny.
He caught with, like,
he was
Vaseline
the gas
in his car.
Tank of a Harley with
yes.
some Vaseline.
Yes. You guys, I have a question.
Assless chaps.
This is absolutely true. He's
Lenny,
not even making
do
it up.
You think that you're going to beat the award-winning Tommy Hughes on Saturday?
I am not going to be there Saturday, and we are missing Mike Baccio, so I am not going to pick
you're
that game as much as I know Tommy would.
Missing the baby
I think it's going to be a fantastic game, and
you
anything
are
can
the
happen.
Brain of that Dan team, and you're not going to be there?
No, Chris Cole's the brain of that team.
Oh, no, Lenny's the brain of that team. Trust me. Lenny,
Cole,
Lenny calls out all these
I
moves
feel like you
and all
Cole
these
are very close.
Special
we all help. We all do
know.
Our job. My job
know.
Is to help keep him
Lenny,
on track. I
Lenny
think
was talking
well.
Shit about me on Saturday, and I wasn't really.
Yeah,
on
I wasn't.
I heard you guys are fighting again.
When did I do that?
He was
when
talking
you,
shit about Bethany.
When
too.
You talked to all four of your players, and all four of them turned around and looked at me like I was. Like,
yeah, I said she's not in the game, so let's change our defense, and I made sure everybody knew.
All four of them turn around and just stare at me, and I'm like, Lenny, it was one of those things where I'm like, obviously you just talked about me, because every single person just turned around.
I told you we have two different defenses, one if there's a certain girl in and one if there isn't, and you were out, so we changed our defense, because Molly and Brandy did not scare us the same way you did.
You literally did that because you didn't know which one it was, so you go,
I put a little
you definitely said both names, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I heard.
And they're both very solid players, but we play differently. So, Tommy Hughes will go to you. I'm sure you're going to say the same thing I am. D1's going to be a shit show. I'm not picking anybody, but I could see
me.
Any one of the... Well, good
I'm
for
picking you.
I could
too.
See any one of those
I'm picking Public
winning.
Enemy.
Yeah, they're all pretty... We're all pretty close.
Are you quarterbacking on Saturday?
No, I'm not.
Then I'm not picking you.
Well, what the fuck? Our chances are better without me throwing. Trust me.
Can confirm.
Will Stegmaier be there?
For half the game.
Yeah, maybe he's got a...
You can't give intel.
He's like, got a wedding at 2:30.
I'm not going to be there.
We're missing Kelly Mazur. We're missing Meg. Oh. Flynn's not going to be there. Oh.
Where are your girls?
We're up the creek. I don't know. We're still looking for girls.
We're missing the botch.
All right, so Public Enemy's winning this game.
Why can't I play?
Because nobody likes
I'm just
you.
Like an extra D1 girl.
Are you on the sub list?
Yes, my...
Have you been submitted?
She's on a different sub list. I literally didn't even make... Like, not one playoff game. We sucked all year long.
Let Cherry sub for XTC.
Yes.
Let it happen.
There are rules. And they already have their subs already been sent.
Can you send a text message out to your crew?
It's Thursday.
I don't think they'd be happy about that.
It's too late.
Oh, my God. Get over it. Call in football. Let me sub.
You get to play with RSS.
No, I would rather play with XTC.
See?
Why? You get Ramir thrown.
Because Rockies are buddy.
Ramir would cry, and that's... Sorry, Ramir. But I would definitely...
They need you because they got no Paganos.
Yeah, they need you. You're going to be the heart of the team.
Meg's not playing. So if you don't have Meg, you have no Meg and no Paganos in RSS? Like, really, why are you playing that game?
We have no
Meg,
no Paganos, no Taylor Sekatirski. We have no Joey Bats. Oh, we have...
Why would you play that game?
Can you call Ramir and ask him? I'm not sure.
Oh my God. Said you could have Joe K.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I would
just
take
forfeit.
You in a heartbeat.
He's right there.
Just forfeit.
Oh, wait, you mean for football?
No. Ramir, I think we are going to forfeit. Ramir's like, oh, we got
Fuck
this.
Forfeiting.
This is it. We got
no,
this.
No, no forfeit.
We're going to play good D. We're going to score
Ramir's
some touchdowns.
I like attitude here. I like going.
Yeah. I
just give up. Anything can happen, especially if it's raining.
Any given Sunday.
And I can appreciate that. I mean,
if it's raining, Maddie could slip and break his neck this time.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, they're the only team in D6. Like, if Maddie goes down, oh, here's Sam. Here's the ball. Go have fun.
Well, actually, you know what's funny?
Sam is good.
She's really good.
Sam threw me a ball. We were on our 5. I was on the other team's 10, and we had a completion that far that
girl,
Sam threw.
She's I watched her throw a bomb on the far field by the houses.
You know what's
she's
different?
She's better than the field.
She's better than half the guy.
If she played on any other team except Cobblestone, she'd
Sam's
be
a
starting quarterback.
I actually texted Maddie, and I go, listen, I'll play QB if Sam plays QB.
Maddie,
and he didn't want to have it.
Maddie,
he was like, no, we're not going
to. He wants to lead his squad.
I'm going to bring you medicine.
Maddie really wants
this
glory.
I got you, buddy.
He does. You know why, and it's not because of us, it's because of Ace.
That's why he doesn't give a shit about
Maddie and I love this team. Like we brainstormed this team last year. Like we love it. So it's just like we just want to play, and we love everybody on the team.
Final thoughts.
I think like
we've made it.
Okay.
I have a final thought.
Yes,
I do. I made a slip and slide on Saturday, and there was minimal participation. So I'm asking for more participation in my slip and slide.
Was B's brother there? Because he seemed super excited.
He was holding the...
Did he go down it or
nope.
do it?
He was holding the hose to be like the fountain.
Somebody's got
to
hold
Why
the hose.
Why didn't he do it?
He didn't want to.
He's got to coy the hose.
He's going to be
even
so lost Saturday
Eyes
without
Downtown
me.
Versus 33.
That is always a very good game.
Nothing to talk about.
What's going to happen?
33 beat them 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
33 is a very solid football team. Eyes Downtown, I'll tell you something. I've been watching them very closely. Teams are starting to man them. Public Enemy manned them and really gave them fits. It different portions of the game in the last couple times, Varsity manned them and gave them fits. They're starting to show a couple chinks in the armor here that if you man them, and it's tough to man them because they're so talented, but
they are fast.
They've been throwing their defense out of whack a little bit, so I expect them to come to football. I expect them to have everybody with them, and they're going to fight like they always do, and there's a good chance they're going to come home with the title on Saturday. But
hope not.
Teams have been manning them, and things have been starting to change. So
look how cute I am with Lenny.
Aww.
Yeah, no, I don't
Lenny
know who's going to win that game.
Lenny
I don't even know. I think 33 might pull it off, but I feel like Eyes Downtown's like due for it.
It's going to be a war.
It's definitely going to be a war.
It's funny.
You're not quarterback now.
When the playoffs started, I said, oh, look, we're going to be playing XTC again because we always play them and it's a war. And I go, 33 is going to get Eyes Downtown because they always play them and it's a war. So
Milwaukee's going to be so upset that I'm not cheering for you.
How much, honestly, does it affect your team to not have botched there? Like,
it's immense.
Zero.
You're absolutely screwed.
It's Paul fucking Johnson. Don't give me this crap.
Paul Johnson is a stud, but you got to remember something. It's timing. It's kind of our defense is predicated on everybody playing a certain. And Paul is awesome. And he is awesome. He has not gotten the reps. The botch is a hawk at safety. On offense, it isn't going to matter.
Jokes.
It ain't going to matter.
Paul
Johnson
Stop
on
chirping.
Offense. We're going to miss botch in the rotation because like everybody will get one less. But Paul Johnson, so the difference is, as good as Paul Johnson is, botch is one of the best safeties in D1.
Yeah, you guys are so smart. You have like 24 people when it comes to playoffs.
No, we had our whole team of 7.
There's like 24.
Yeah.
It's okay, though.
But that's it.
Bad apples with a squad of 6.
Right? Hostile takeover
with
a squad of
Hey, some people
three.
Play with it, and that's it. So
I like playing with that many players.
Exactly. Tommy Hughes, we're going to start with you. Final thoughts heading into Saturday.
Looking forward to it.
You think
sweet
you're gonna,
thought.
Wow. Thank you. Way to knock it out of the park there.
Short but sweet. Sherry. Go ahead. Tommy, you got thoughts? More thoughts?
It's going to be a battle. I'm looking forward to it. Playoffs are always it's a special day. And hopefully everyone enjoys it and keeps it rated G. Yeah, just keep it real. And it's still co-ed touch football. And we all got to go to work Monday morning at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
Awesome end of the day reference,
Tommy.
Wait
all podcasts to throw that in Sherry. Here.
That was awesome.
Ramir, forfeit.
Oh, my God.
Topper, let me play for XTC.
That's fucked up.
That's it. That's all I gotta say.
Come to my slip and slide, Angry Buffalo. You're doing it down.
You got to do it a week where all the teams are there. You only did it during the playoffs, so some teams weren't there.
Well, it was fun.
I mean, I'm sure it was, but make it better. Yeah, exactly. Make it better. Somewhere.
And there were bubbles.
Okay. Well, we had a great time at bubbles.
Jeffy was blowing bubbles.
No, I was.
He always does that.
I was. All right, I'm done.
Joe, no, JJ, Jimmy. Final thoughts.
JJ
627 top, where your opinion matters. Give us a call at 627-TOPP. Joe, what are those numbers, please?
627-8677.
We're looking forward to hearing back from all of you in regards to all these playoff games, the finals, everything in between. We will have a off-season show coming up in a few weeks.
Joe K.
All right. I mean, this should be fun. Like, I have nothing to do this weekend, so I'm just going to come to football and just drink a bunch and watch some really good games. I'm excited for them.
Isn't that what you do every weekend?
No, I don't pay attention to other games. I don't even pay attention to the games I'm in. Are you kidding me? But I think everything will be a good time. Like, Lenny, it'll be hard with you not being there, so we can't just do random interviews. Yeah. But
that's sad.
One thing I do want to point out is a lot of people have, like, mentioned to me, why don't Topper and Lenny do, like, a summer session? And I think... No, I know. And if you're listening to this podcast... Everything that happened in the last 2 weeks is exactly why. Because people have too much shit to do during the summer, so attendance is always a problem. Like, look at how many teams are in the playoffs, and at least in every game we're like, oh, so-and-so is missing somebody, this person and that thing. Plus, the other thing is, it gets really, really hot there. And, like, we don't need people passing out, especially people aren't going to show up and have to play more. Like, that's why there's no summer session. And we need a break.
We definitely need that break.
No, the break matters, absolutely. Like
to heal.
You think you need the break, like...
Joe K's liver needs a break, guys.
Kind of half-ass seeing like how Lenny and Topper run things now, like just from hanging out with you guys more. Like it's you guys need the break.
Well,
like,
that's also what the wine tournament's for, as well as it slips
a little get together.
Yay!
That'll be fine. I mean, the wine topper isn't here to tell us about the wine tournament, but as soon as there's information for that, I'm sure we'll put it up on Facebook and everything. And then there's Jimmy's Best at the Bar trophy that we still have to hand out. So I don't know, is that trophy going to be just for like per session or like going to be cumulative for the year?
Len, tell us.
I don't know. That was really up to you. We really didn't talk about it.
You're in charge of that completely.
I feel like Vale already won it.
Well, look,
she missed too many weeks.
No, Vale missed a lot of weeks.
When?
She passed out in a golf cart.
That's your cup, so it's up to you.
Well, look, the awards do get handed out, one or two times a year? When do we hand out trophies?
Well, there's usually at the winter banquet. We usually don't have a summer one, but that could change, but I doubt it.
Instead of having a summer like banquet where we give out awards and trophies and like announce people and stuff, we should just do like a summer get together.
Picnic.
Yeah.
And
softball game. I want to do a TSL softball
pool
game.
Pool party.
We are starting a TSL softball team.
Well, I know that's a different thing.
And you want like a game or like,
yeah, just like us playing and having like a cookout and we can
do a picnic at a park. Yeah.
It'd be fun. That'd be super fun.
Well, that's good. Around.
Do we have our beautiful song that we always play at the end? Are we back to that or no? I love that song.
Well, I thought we were going to do like Perfect Strangers. Damn it.
We need our song back. I love that song.
Incredible.
Well, what a great season.
It ain't over yet.
No, that's why. I don't want to say like the goodbyes yet because we have next week to go over.
Is there a closing podcast you guys are going to have next week?
Maybe.
I'm sure we'll have off-season podcasts because we just can't get enough.
I'm going to wrap us up now. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts. Would it be? My spectacular brain for all humankind, changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people. So incredible. A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts. What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil? Imagine.
imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like,
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.
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 Mixture with the ladies being in slant positions.